Blog Talk Radio.
Hope everybody's having a fantastic day. I'm your host, Curtis Harwell, and I am talking to you live from Austin, Texas studios, and we're listening to America's Best and Most Listened to Fitness Show, the Curtis Harwell Show, and I am here every week for you to give you great shows. I try very hard to discuss topics to help you to a better and healthier lifestyle and your family. I want to thank all of you for listening to my show, and you listeners have made us the most listened to fitness show on the internet. And absolutely, without you, we could not have had this show and be able to share this show with you every week, month, and year. And you can participate in the show today by contacting me on Facebook. You can get me at Curtis Harwell Fit Talk Radio Show or the Curtis Harwell Show. You can also get me at Curtis Harwell. You can get me at Curtis Harwell Fit, or you can get me at Titan Fitness, where you can also call into the show at 347-850-8748 if you'd like to call in with any kind of questions. And today we're going to have another fantastic show. Our sponsor today is Titan Fitness Wear. Tank tops, hoodies, all kinds of gear for you. Great price. Just can't beat it. And you can get them at www.titanfitnesswear.com. Spreadshirt.com. Great prices, great colors, great logos. You can't beat it. I mean, the prices are terrific and the logos are just outstanding. And if anytime you have any recommendations on any kind of logo that you like, all you have to do is send a message to Curtis at TitanFitnessWear.com and I'll get you taken care of. Today, what we're going to do is we're going to do a second parter on our show that we had yesterday. Show, I thought it was a terrific show. Tons of listeners. Had over 100,000 listeners to the show yesterday with live listens and podcasts. And the show yesterday was Why Carbohydrates Are Not the Devil. And today I'm going to continue on that show with, again, Why Carbohydrates Are Not the Devil Part 2. A lot of stuff we weren't able to cover yesterday, so I just thought it was just really important that we cover it today. And again, carbohydrates are very important. And it seems like the first doggone thing that's cut out of everybody's diet when they're trying to lose fat or what they call lose weight is carbohydrates. And that's not the first thing that you should be cutting out of your diet. You know, you should eat your diet in moderation. I believe your diet should be somewhere in the area of 50% protein, 30% carbohydrates, and 20% fat. You can adjust the carbohydrates and the fat a little bit depending on your specific fitness level and what you're doing, exercising, and that. The more exercising and fitness things, the more active you are, increase your carbohydrates a little bit. Now, again, I'm not talking to that person that's in the cutting phase, that's looking to do a show. But also for you folks out there, you guys and gals that are cutting, getting ready for a show, you know what? You need to stop getting your carbohydrates to zero. You need to have some carbohydrates in your diet, because I will tell you, and I'm a competitive bodybuilder, how many times have you gone to the show flat, no vascularity, no cuts, no size? You know why? Carbohydrates. So start thinking a little bit more about your carbohydrates. So we had a very good discussion yesterday on carbohydrates, what they were, how to get them, and I just want to add to that. Now, I want to start off today with blood sugar levels. Now, when you eat food with carbohydrates in them, your digestive system breaks down some of them down into glucose, some of the carbohydrates. Now, this glucose enters the blood, raising blood sugar or what's known as glucose levels. Now, when blood glucose levels rise, beta cells in the pancreas, okay, increase insulin. So that's where your insulin comes from is in your pancreas. Now, insulin is a hormone that makes our cells absorb blood sugar for energy storage. Now, as the cells absorb the blood sugar levels start to drop, okay? Now, when blood sugar levels drop below a certain point, alpha cells in the pancreas release glucagon, okay? Now, glucagon is a hormone that makes the liver release glycogen, and glycogen is the sugar stored in the liver, okay? Now, just to kind of encapsulate this, in short, insulin and glucagon help maintain regular levels of blood glucose for our cells, especially our brain cells. And if you listened to the show yesterday, you remember when I said, which is very important, your brain, from the neck up, your brain does not operate on breaking down protein or fats for energy. Your brain can only work off of blood glucose. Okay, so it is very important that you remember that. Okay, that your brain does not work off of converting protein or fat for energy, okay? So insulin, again, brings excess blood glucose levels down, while glucagon brings levels back up, which glucagon is a hormone, brings levels back up when they're too low. Now, again, if blood glucose levels are rising too rapidly and too often, the cells may eventually become faulty and not respond properly to insulin's, as they say, absorb blood energy and store. So over time, they require a high level of insulin to react, and then we call this insulin resistance. So you do not want to get to the point where your cells are developing insulin resistance. Eventually, beta cells in the pancreas can wear out, because they've had to produce lots of insulin for many years. Now, insulin production drops and eventually packs in altogether and say, you know, adios muchacho, okay? Now, insulin resistant leads to hypertension, high blood pressure, high blood fat levels or triglycerides, and low levels of good cholesterol, which are HDL. And weight gain and other diseases. Now, all these illnesses together with insulin resistance is called metabolic syndrome. And metabolic syndrome leads to type 2 diabetes, okay? Now, if over the long term blood sugar levels can be controlled without large quantities of insulin being released, the chances of developing this metabolic syndrome are considerably lower. Now, natural carbohydrates, you know, such as those found in fruit and vegetables, legumes, whole grains and things like that, what they tend to do is enter the bloodstream much more slowly compared to the carbohydrates found in processed food. So good sleep and regular exercise also help regulate blood sugar and the hormone control, okay? So carbohydrates, which quickly raise blood sugar levels, are said to have what's called a high glycemic index, and those that have a gentler effect on blood sugar levels are known as lower in glycemic index. So very important. Now, the glycemic index, what is it? Now, excuse me again. Carbohydrates enter the bloodstream as glucose at different rates, okay? Now, high glycemic index carbohydrate enter the bloodstream as glucose rapidly, while low GI carbohydrates or lower glycemic index carbohydrates enter slowly because they take can take much longer to digest and break down. Very important to have as many low glycemic or low GI carbohydrates as you can in your diet every day. Now, a meal with GI carbohydrates will raise your blood sugar levels very, very slowly. And over a period of time, this is better for long-term general health and weight control. Now, but also I'd like to add, sometimes it is important, especially after a workout, to take in a little bit of sugar, a little bit of high glycemic sugar to increase your insulin a little bit to give you that anabolic effect to repair your muscles, okay? So that's about the only time, but it's only a little bit of high glycemic sugar to crank in your insulin so you get that anabolic effect in your body for your muscles, okay? Now, people who are relatively physically inactive out there or sedentary and don't sleep at least 7 hours every night are especially vulnerable to long-term detrimental effects of regular consumption of high GI or high glycemic index carbohydrates. Now, low GI carbohydrates have these benefits, okay? So very important for you to remember this. You are less likely to put on weight when you are on low GI carbohydrates. Now, low glycemic diets may be better for fat loss, okay? And a diet, you know, a lifestyle of foods less likely to spike blood sugar levels help people out there trying to lose fat, according to a systematic review from many studies from Australia, okay? So you have better diabetes control on a lower glycemic carbohydrate index food intake, and your blood cholesterol levels will most likely remain healthy. Now, your risk of heart disease, also very important, is much lower on a lower GI carbohydrate diet plan. Now, your blood cholesterol levels will most likely remain healthy also. Now, it will take longer for you to become hungry after a meal on a lower GI glycemic diet, and your physical endurance will be enhanced immensely. Now, also reducing the risk of colon cancer reoccurrence. If you have had colon cancer, very important, and there also may be a lower chance of cancer reoccurrence on these types of diets. Now, colon cancer survivors whose diet is heavy in complex sugars and carbohydrate-rich food are far more likely to have a recurrence of the disease than a patient who eats a better balance of foods, according to many studies, especially from the Journal of the National Cancer Institute. Now, how can I switch to a low GI lifestyle is very important for you to do. Now, how do you do it? Well, if you eat cereals for breakfast, switch to oats, barley, or bran. Now, make sure the oats are as natural as possible. Milling or grinding can ramp up their GI dramatically. Now, if you eat bread, only consume whole grain bread and eat plenty of fresh fruit and vegetables every day. And I'm talking to you bodybuilders. I'm talking to you fitness people. I'm talking to you folks out there that got to get your body fat levels down 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10% body fat. Still eat plenty of fresh fruit and vegetables. You need to get off of this damn kick of eating nothing but rice and broccoli. Jesus, what kind of diet is that? I see that all the time. I take in clients, and I'm working with clients on a daily basis, and they've had trainers before, and I'll ask them, what did your diet lifestyle consist of? It consisted of chicken, maybe fish, beef every once in a while, rice, and broccoli every day, every meal. That is not what you're supposed to do. Come on, folks. You get bored with the diet, and no wonder you cheat and you want to have sugar and all this other stuff and go out and have a half a pizza and all of that stuff. Guess what? If I had a boring diet of just rice, chicken, and maybe fish or beef every once in a while, and all I had was rice and cauliflower and broccoli and kale all of the time, guess what? I'd be throwing up every day. And that's why you don't ever stick to great diet lifestyles, because the common diet that you eat every day, you need to, you know, eat several kinds of fruit, you know, eat several kinds of vegetables, change up, you know, potatoes, sweet potatoes, yams, you know, all the good stuff. If you have a fruit juice, make sure you eat all of the pulp with the fruit, and the pulp is the meat of the fruit. Eat rice with the husks still there, which is brown rice. Now, if you eat pasta, go for a whole grain pasta. You know, you can go to kale pasta, you can go to quinoa pasta, you can go to all kinds of very healthy pasta, which is going to give you a terrific amount of bran, which is great for your fat loss, but also going to give you a tremendous amount of energy, and you're going to be regular at the bathroom, and food is not going to stick in your body that long because of the fiber. If you eat pasta, again, go for whole grain ones. Eat plenty of salads, and eat a variation of salads. You know, you can eat broccoli salad, you can eat cabbage salad, you can eat kale salad, you can eat a combination of. You also, believe it or not, folks, you can put salad dressing on it. Go low fat, okay, low fat, low sugar, okay? Add some, spice it up a little bit with sweetness. Put a few raisins in it. You know, do dried cranberries. Do all that you can do to make yourself where these salads are palatable for you to eat. You know, stop the boring diet plans. I mean, my God, do you ever ask yourself why you can't stick to a great diet plan? Because when you start making your meal plans, they're so doggone boring, nobody wants to stay on them. Keep in mind, portion control is very important. It's not just all about eating stuff that you don't want to eat, eating stuff that is boring as hell. That's not what you want to eat. You want to eat a variety of foods, eat it in moderation, and eat things that have taste. I know when I'm working with my clients, I'm sending out new recipes of all kinds of things, desserts, all kinds of things out there. You don't have to have a boring diet lifestyle to be able to lose fat and get your body fat level down to where you need to be in a, you know, if you're getting ready for competition or to a show. That's all craziness. Look at what the old school ate, old school diets, lifestyles. They never ate the way that we're eating today, getting ready for competition. And I've never changed my diet lifestyle. It's still all you know, old school, what the guys used to do, you know, in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s. This craziness today that all we do is eat rice and broccoli and chicken, that's craziness, okay? Now, cut out all junk foods, processed foods, and foods with too many additives, flavorings, emulsifiers, and the like. If you can't pronounce it, don't eat it. Now, how does processing affect the glycemic index of carbohydrates? Now, milling and grinding of foods always raise the glycemic level. Unfortunately, the processing often also eliminate other nutrients such as minerals, vitamins, and most importantly, dietary fiber as well, leaving what is often no more than starchy, what's called endosperm, or the inner part of the seed or grain, mainly starch. So you got to get away from that. Now, what is the difference between glycemic load and glycemic index of a food? Okay, you see this all the time. Now, GI refers to how quickly a food is broken down how foods broken down, glucose enters the bloodstream, which is glycemic index. Now, this may be misleading sometimes. And for example, a melon has a high GI. However, most of a melon is water. Now, the glycemic load, or the GL, takes into account the GI of the carbohydrate as well as how much carbohydrate that food has. Now, a glycemic load, okay, and write this down or listen to the podcast and get it down. Glycemic load, what it is or equals the GI or the glycemic index times the amount of carbohydrate divided by 100. Now, for example, let's take an apple. An apple has a glycemic index of 40, okay, and it contains 15 grams of carbohydrates. So the GL load or the glycemic load, what it is, it would equal 40 times 50 divided by 100 equals 6 grams. Now, a small baked potato has a GI of 80 and contains 50 grams of carbohydrates, which means the GL or the glycemic load is 80 times 15 divided by 100 is 12. Now, the glycemic load is a better measure for calculating the metabolic effect of foods, but it may not always lead to the best nutrition. Now, what is the disadvantage of using just the glycemic load? Now, dietitians, nutritionists, and people and myself and endocrinologists say the GL is useful for scientists, but GI may be better for lay people, especially those with diabetes. Now, many low GL or glycemic load foods do not have the right nutrients, such as butter or fatty meats, which have the wrong types of fats for good long-term health. Now, experts from universities all around the world suggest that lay people should use GI as a tool that allows you to choose one food over another in the same food group. Now, the best bread to choose, etc., and not to get bogged down with the figures. Now, slow carbs matter much more than low carbs, okay? Important, remember that. A well-balanced diet consisting of good quality food is as important as physical activity and good sleep. And physical activity is a key factor in weight control and good and great long-term health. It is as important as a good diet lifestyle and good sleep. Now, sleeping at least 7 hours each night is or more important as a well-balanced diet and physical activity. Now, if you are overweight, over fat, and you want to lose that fat, focus on slow carbs as useful. A well-balanced and nutritional diet such as something like, say, the Mediterranean diet, which a lot of us have heard of, plus good sleep and plenty of physical activity, is much more likely to lead to long-term success and good physical and mental health. Okay, now I'm going to give you some stuff now that you didn't know. And here's a few things that are very important and that you probably didn't know. The carbs you eat in the evening should be based on your workout for the next day, okay? What most trainers and nutritional gurus teach is counterintuitive to this idea. Very important. They recommend eating carbs if you have worked out that day. What you should really do is eat carbs in the evening if you plan on working out the next day. This is the future. Make it your present, okay? Make it your present. You got to change the way that you eat carbs. Don't eat carbs for what you just did. Carbs for what you are going to do or what you plan on doing. This is what I teach everyone that I work with, whether it's amateur, professional, or just the everyday lady or man or boy or girl that I'm working with. Eat carbs in the evening for what you plan on doing or working on the next day, okay? Now, let me give you an example. Now, if I am working out on Wednesday, then I need to eat carbs on Tuesday evening. Now, this will absolutely be a game changer for you. The reasoning for this is because you want to load up your muscles with muscle glycogen for the next day's workout. Now, by doing so, you will be stronger. Now, stronger muscles equal bigger muscles, more fit muscles. You will be able to create more muscle tension, more muscle damage, and metabolic stress, okay? And so you want to make sure that we use carb backloading to stimulate and build muscle and burn fat, okay? You want to carb backload. Now, if you have trained that day, but you are not training the next day, you can still add in a small portion of carbs in the evening to help replenish the glycogen from the day that you use. This can be around 50 or 200 grams, depending on how high the volume of training you had in the program that day. Whether your goal is to build muscle or lose fat, and your body's type and genetics, okay? So really important, feed yourself for what you plan on doing, not what you have done, okay? The better you feed yourself carbohydrate-wise before you work out is the plan, okay? That in mind, very important, and you don't hear that enough, and you don't hear it a lot. Now, food pairings. For food pairings, I picked up this quick tip from a doctor friend of mine. And in a nutshell, carbs and fat are inversely proportional. And it's just very important. If your meal has lots of carbs, you want as little fat as possible. If your meal has lots of fat, then you want as little carbs as possible. Protein should be kept in high in every meal that you eat. Very important. And you probably have never heard that before, okay? So it is very important that you do food pairing. And it works great, and it needs to be proportional, okay? So if you have a higher carbohydrate meal, you should have a lower fat meal at the same time with high protein. If you have a higher fat meal, you should have a lower carbohydrate meal and keep the protein high, okay? Now, if you are carb backloading, this means that your meal throughout the day should be, or your meals throughout the day should be high protein, moderate to high fat, and as close to zero carb as possible. Conversely, the evening meals should be high protein, moderate to high carb, and as close to zero fat as possible. And the reasoning behind this is that fats will slow down the insulin spike. For optimal body composition, you want super fast insulin spikes in order to get blood glucose into the muscles as fast as possible before it has a chance to be stored as fat, okay? Very important, and that is the idea behind it. And as I wrap up, if you are lifting weights and want to put on tons of muscle while simultaneously losing fat, then you need to follow the new rules of eating that I'm giving you and eating carbs as I have outlined, okay? So in summary, control insulin and in turn control how much muscle you build. In training, if the training volume is high, you need more carbs in your post-workout shake. eat carbs the evening before training session, and carbs and fat in meals should be inversely proportional, okay? Everybody, I hope that you learned from this. I think it was a great show. I'm getting tons of response and tons of messages here and tons of emails. So, and I'm going to go through those now. So try to incorporate all of this into your training. Have a fantastic weekend. Love, peace out.